Hello and welcome to another edition of the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. It's a place to swing by for a brief moment for some stories and news and things to ponder. It's a place to take a small pause from your busy life. So grab yourself a cup of coffee or a mug of tea or a pop, as we like to call it here in the North Country, and kick back for a moment. Take a breather. Well, it's a few days past Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday. I like to cook for a crowd, and I love that we get together with no super scheduled plans for the day other than to eat. The only real objective is that everyone coming needs to come by the time we eat. It's usually an early meal around 1 o'clock or so, and then we dig out the leftovers out of the fridge around supper time before everyone goes home. It's been that way forever, at least since I was a little kid, as long as I can remember, and going to my grandparents' house to be with all my cousins and family and those outside the family who would join us to celebrate the holiday. My grandma's last Thanksgiving there were close to 65 people at her house, and she had a little house, so it wasn't that great, but she always had this heart to take in all who wanted to stop by or needed a place to go, and somehow she always had room in her little house. In the past years, we've usually had our kids and grandkids and possibly a few others who had nowhere else to go because their family wasn't located close to them, so they'd come to our house. Our house has always been open to anyone wanting to come join our family for the day. There have been years where we had close to 30 people maybe at the house to feast on a few turkeys and all the sides, and of course pumpkin pie and other sweet things to graze on throughout the day. Somehow, there's always plenty of food, as everyone usually brings something to share. There's never a lack of food, no matter how many people show up. The year that COVID left so many home and alone, we managed to have our kids and grandkids that were living in Minnesota over for the day. It was still a fun time to let the kids all race around the house and outside if the weather was permitting. There was noise and lots of activities while the grown-ups sat around and visited about the sales on Black Friday and scoping out their plans for shopping. For me, it was a time to just sit back and watch the flurry of activity from the grandkids and listen to the strategic shopping that would be happening the next day. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. When I was a kid, getting to see all my cousins was always a great time. And once grown up and having to adult my way through Thanksgiving, I have come to work my tail off getting ready for Thanksgiving. And then, just like my grandma, the day comes and I sit back and watch the flurry of activity. It's always at that moment I realize all the blessings that are surrounding me. There's so many. One by one, I try to get some time with each grandkid and visit with them. They might tell me a funny story or sit on my lap while they eat their third or fourth pumpkin bar. It's kind of always a safe place on my lap because the parents are busy chatting and not paying attention to what the grandkids and I are doing. It usually is safe territory. As I sit there and listen to them, I'm made aware of how much they're growing into incredibly great people. Just one more realization of what a great life I've been given. This year, while being another great Thanksgiving, it was different compared to others. In fact, the past 2 years, while only having our daughter and her family here, it's been more subdued. The other kids and their families are all out of state and do their own thing. It's been well over 4 years since all four of my kids and their families were back here at the same time. Between COVID and jobs and travel expenses and just trying to get everyone on the same schedule to come home at the same time, let's just say it's somewhat like herding a bunch of cats. I am pretty sure it may never happen again in my lifetime, or at least while I'm coherent enough to appreciate it. And if I think about it too hard, well, it just could make me just downright sad. But I try really hard to just move on. Even with fewer people together and less family gathered around the table this year, I found myself sitting back and taking inventory of all the blessings that continue to surround me. As I was sitting next to the four-year-old, he looked up at me and asked me if I was happy he came to my house to eat turkey. I got a little choked up for a second, looking down at him, beaming from ear to ear. This is a grandson who was in the NICU his first 5 months of life due to being born too early. He weighed in just a little over 2 pounds when he was born, and Well, now he's 35 pounds and this typical 4-year-old little guy racing around. I scooped him up and held tight to him, and all I could say is, "Yep, you made this grandma's favorite day." He just smiled back and grabbed another pumpkin bar. Hi, this is Sue from Solid Rock, Minnesota. Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to our podcast or read our blog or check in at our website. As always, it's fun to see where our listeners and readers are from. There are many from all over the 50 states in the United States and close to 50 countries all over the world. Never in our wildest dreams did we anticipate more than a few followers. We're amazed. Our hope is you will tell a friend to check us out at the podcast or the blog or on the website at www.solidrockminnesota.com, where you can always find the links to the podcast and the blog. We'd love to hear from you too, so please feel free to drop us a message when you visit and let us know where you're from. And if you're needing a Minnesota connection, send us your address and we'll send you an official Minnesota postcard or a Solid Rock Minnesota bumper sticker. Yep, an official Minnesota souvenir, yours for free. Until next time, may you be surrounded with life, laughter, family, and friends, people who truly know you. Many blessings.